Dave Moore on Today FM.
This is Dave Moore podcast. I'm Dave Moore. This is my podcast. Show up, everybody.
Your podcast.
It's my podcast.
We hang out on this podcast.
Yeah. Emer Shannon is here. Colin Minogue is here. Maria is not here because she is a flower girl at a wedding. And by flower girl, I don't mean she's dropping petals on the aisle. She's actually done the flowers for her sister-in-law's wedding. She's so unbelievable. She's so talented at that.
She could make that a proper job.
1,000,000%.
Mm-hmm.
But then she did also tell us how much it cost her to buy the flowers and do the flowers. And then she fell down because things have changed since the last time she did a wedding.
Yes. Also, I don't know if she ever told the story on air, but the day of her... Oh, so she did her flowers for her own wedding. Mm-hmm. And the day... So she was doing them the day before. Do you remember this? The day before when she was doing them, she sliced her hand
open. Oh, yeah.
Proper.
Or was it even the morning of
the morning
her wedding?
Yeah, she did. She did. I don't think she did tell the story because she went on her honeymoon and when she came back, we were all just kind of talking about, oh my God, you had a great day at your wedding.
Yeah, we're like, we're done with your wedding now. We milked the hell out of that.
Yeah.
You churned all the content out of that.
Any weddings coming up, Carl?
No, not yet.
Right.
I do have a wedding. One of my good friends, Duck, he's getting married. So that's happening. Actually, do you know what? This is actually a cool thing that I've seen on TikTok, right?
Go on.
And it's all that I can think about now, speaking of couples and all that. Myself and Claire are doing, right? Painting each other.
Oh, hilarious. You do the portraits across the table and then you show each other.
Oh, yeah, I went full on body paint in my head.
Yeah, no, I just had to clarify that there.
Claire got a set.
This is amazing.
And have you seen some of the TikToks of them? People doing it?
And I will say, in a stereotypical way, it is usually the woman has gone to great care and attention. She's done something that looks, not professional, but relatively like the person, maybe an interpretation of the person. And then it's the fella's turn to show her what he has done. And oh my God, like the abuse that it is. And not on purpose. The boy is trying.
Yeah.
But failing so badly.
Can I explain something? I'm speaking here for all the people. I cannot draw. I cannot paint. I cannot do anything remotely artistic. Like, to the point that when I was in first year in secondary school, we had to do art as a thing.
Yeah.
And my art teacher, who was also my year head, really liked me and was like, she's a lovely girl. She cannot continue with doing art. Like, this is not for her. Like, I was a kid that when I brought home stuff, my mom would go, that's lovely. And immediately bin it. Like, nothing made it onto
nothing,
the fridge.
Nothing.
I was to do something like that, it's not your fault if you can't draw. And if I drew Nicky and he looked hideous, it's not that I ever want to try. I just can't draw.
Oh,
I can't
it's
paint.
Dangerous stuff.
Can't
now, Carl, here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? You've seen it on TikTok. You've seen it on Instagram Reels. You've seen it on YouTube Shorts. Are you please tell me you're going to video it?
I have to.
Yeah.
This is content.
But the thing is, I am confident that I will do a brilliant job. I am confident. Like, I think I will. It'll be perfect.
Have you any experience?
So it might be boring. It might be boring because she's going to be just so emotional and saying, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
She'll be emotional, right? Yeah, Emer asked a question. Have you got any experience of painting portraits?
No, I do draw smiley faces on our running orders.
Wow.
Every day.
Hang
though.
On a second.
I do that every day.
Yeah.
Every day. If I'm talking to someone on the callers, that's what I'm doing. I'm just
doodling.
Smiley faces.
Smiley face. I'm
There's
such
a smiley
doodler.
Person.
You're an absolute doodler.
I doodle all the time.
You do the Metallica.
Or I do. Oh, I write people's names. So, like, I was interviewing a guy called Takashi. So I wrote his name in a kind of a bubble style and put a lightning bolt.
That's what you'd see in a school book.
Yeah, in like 1986. But yeah, I do those kind of things. I don't know why, but I don't think Carl's smiley face is not going to cut it. Like, at least though.
She's smiling.
Yeah. At least though, you can take part in this because I am married to an artist.
Yeah.
She would literally paint and it would be some incredible photorealistic thing of me. And then I'd be like, you've seen my doodles.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, I can't get involved with
this. Yeah, that would
be so bad. Emer's drawing something as
you speak. I'm drawing Edith.
You're drawing me? Yeah. Oh my God, it's incredible.
This is a kind of vaguely filthy but quite funny story. But a couple of years ago, I went to the Edinburgh Fringe. I was very lucky. And I was over there for a few days. And I went, as part of it, myself and my other half, he came over to visit me. And mm-hmm. we went, did a couple of shows, la la la. But one of the shows involved molding lady parts out of clay.
Oh wow!
You do it like
you, as in like you're given like a little ball of clay when you go or a mall or whatever, and you go in, and then they like, but they show you what to do, and it's like you turn as close as you can.
How is that a fringe show?
It's theatre, Carl.
Yeah, theatre, and there's loads of other like talks and stuff. And mine was so bad.
She isn't going to be able to finish the story.
It was so bad that like people around were going, oh my God.
Supposed to be a lady.
Like I had to get up and leave because I was laughing.
Have you ever seen one of these?
That was it. There was a lot of like, is she okay? Does she need to ring her doctor? It was like, I laughed so much that I had to leave the room because you know when you get that, like I knew I was gone, like I wasn't coming back and I was like,
I can tell you now, I said during the week I'd be a good plasterer. Now I think I'd be a good painter. I don't see much confidence. And do you think I'm good at anything?
Oh, I think you're very good at hurling.
You've never seen me hurl, but I'd take that.
No, but you talk a good game.
Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you what we'll do. While Emer's drawing me, I will introduce you to the topic that Carl has actually referenced there. We talked during the week about jobs you think you'd be good at. Tell everybody, what job do you think, you've no practice, no skill set, none, you just reckon you'd be good at?
I'd be a good plasterer. I think I'd be a good plasterer. I've seen the lads in action.
It is one of the most difficult trades, I think.
No, you're just bad at it.
That's possibly true.
You just struggle at that. I have tried
plastering. And,
God. No, I'd be good. Do you ever watch TikToks of the lads plastering?
Yeah, but
it's
like
so satisfying.
The skill set, though. Like,
the swoop.
But, like, you've got to be so precise. Like, have you got that?
I have the accuracy, man.
I don't know.
How do you know?
I'm just looking at you.
What? Do I not look like a plasterer?
No.
It's your vibe.
Yeah, your vibe isn't. You're not. I don't know if you've got the detail orientation in you, you know?
What do you want to be?
Well, I was actually thinking, I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night and think, I should be a YouTuber. Why are you laughing? Why are you all laughing at me?
Okay.
I think, right?
Right.
So, for example, in the world of DIY, I don't know if anyone knows this, but I may have mentioned it once or twice. I love DIY. I do DIY all the time.
But not plastering.
No, not. Well, I do plastering badly.
I could come on.
As my last video.
Guess spot.
But then I think, is DIY what I should be a YouTuber for? Am I... Because I'm effective. I don't know if I'm good. You know, because like if you want to... Like say, for example, I watch loads of woodworking YouTubers, right? But these guys are like... They're unbelievable. Like I'm not a good woodworker. I'll build... If you need to build a wall or like throw up a room there, fine. But if it's like... If you want me to build an ornate coffee table, I'm not the guy.
But it's basically what you're trying to serve. Like, are you trying to be the person that if I want to hang a shelf after I've done all my plastering, but if I want to hang a shelf, then I go to your page to see how do you hang a shelf properly? Or is look what I can do in an hour's time. I built this in an hour. What kind of style are you going for, like?
Dave of all trades. I'm kind of grand at all of them. I'm not very good at any of them.
Yeah.
Maybe I could just write that down. Dave of all trades.
Dave of all trades. Yeah, or you could be a sneaker guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But sneakers. That's a niche market.
Sneakers, guitars.
But profitable.
Languages, right? I constantly tell people I speak loads of languages because I do, except I have no practice.
Do you?
I have no cause to use any of my languages other than when I go on holidays to Spain, which is one of my worst languages. And I start off really confident and then realize after two sentences that I've kind of run out of everything I have to say. But I think, like, am I sitting on an untapped resource here?
Would you be afraid that if you did this, that you would go on and you'd be like, ah, blah, 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 and the comments would be like, that's not checked. Yeah. And you just, over all these years,
you're totally
been,
way
yeah,
off.
You've just been like Joey from Friendsing is like, tutti frutti, and people are like, Dave.
That could be
true. I just love here, like, you're so confident now in yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not shutting you down. But when it was plastered...
So it was plastered, I shut you down, I clipped your wings.
So is this a positive YouTube page? Because
you know
I ain't feeling much positivity
right,
out of you.
You're right, Carl. You're right. I cut you down in your prime there.
You did, before you
even plastered one wall.
Look, call me out to the house. I'm cheap as well.
You are cheap. Yeah. I'll tell you what I'll do, right? Next time I'm doing some plastering, all joking aside, I'll give you a buzz.
Yeah.
I'll get you. I'll give you a go.
That's perfect.
And we'll see what the crack is.
I have sneakers, pants and all.
See? Emer?
I actually do, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Emer, is there anything you think you just like as a job go boom, I'd be good at?
I think I'd be a good teacher.
Oh yeah,
oh my God, you'd be such a good teacher.
I'd have no interest in being a teacher, but I think if I were to be, I think I'd ace it.
Your hair is like teacher hair today.
It is, isn't it?
Miss Shannon, sorry, can you explain that? What
no,
subject?
See, that's why I don't want to be a teacher. I don't want anyone shouting my
primary
name.
Primary school where like all the kids go teacher, or like grumpy teenagers going.
I've been thinking a lot about this because I know with primary school children, there's a lot more chance of me having to encounter encounter bodily fluids, which is a firm no.
Oh,
see, also,
God.
This is why I also think I'd be a really, really good flight attendant. But again, bodily fluids,
yeah.
Firm no. Don't want to have to deal with anything like that. So
someone has cut themselves.
Like, yeah, or anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I think if I could do maybe like first to third year when they're still kind of innocent and they're not taller and meaner than me.
Puberty, you have to deal with them though.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
They're all taller than you, man. It's not a slight on you, I'm telling you.
Oh,
I have a 14-year-old and all of his friends and everything. And even the other day, yesterday, I was driving through Portmarnock Village and I saw my son, who's 12. I beeped at him and went, hey, yeah, and he didn't need a lift or whatever. He's there with his 12-year-old friends. And then across the road at the bus stop were 12-year-old girls who were in his year. They were like 20-year-olds in comparison to the little lads walking around in their shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah, there's a weird
and these dolled up
age.
Like women are like, hi Dave, and I was like, why are you so grown up? I'm driving past it. So yeah, I think they'd all be taller than you, so you'd have to just
but
deal
the,
with that.
Yeah, whatever the taller, but the meaner. Like once you get into kind of like fifth and sixth year, my understanding, I was
small
one.
Small adults.
They're small adults, yeah. And they have no time for you. Whereas I feel if I got in if, like first to third year, history and maybe English.
Okay. Yeah.
CSP, is that still a subject?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
I think that do students not get on better in fifth and sixth year with the teachers?
Maybe
I definitely have fonder memories of my teachers in latter years.
Right.
I don't want to be their friends. I want to go in and teach them.
You don't want to be that person like someone comes out of your school and they're really famous and then when they're collecting their Oscar, they have that one teacher in English, their English teacher that
Miss
they want to
Shannon.
Thank.
Oh, yeah. I miss Shannon.
Do you not want
you
that?
Got me here.
I want the glory. Yeah. I feel if I get in early with the foundation blocks, you know?
Yeah, you could do.
That's true.
Okay, so teacher, YouTuber, plasterer. That's the three of us right
now. Can I just say, which is more realistic out of the three of us?
Teacher, Emer, yeah.
Plasterer.
No, teacher, definitely.
He has the Snickers man.
Brendan O'Regan's in Limerick. Brendan, what do you reckon you'd be good at?
I think I'd be an unreal Today FM host.
Yes! Oh man, yourself. Have you done any radio at all?
No. I'm 22. I'm working as a construction operative right now. Sorry.
Right. So then you could tell Cahill to be a plasterer or at least get started anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Show him a few tips.
Yeah, there you go. So so have you ever dreamt of it like for real or is it the kind of thing you just think off the top of your head today?
Well, I mean, it's a job that everyone wants, like, you know, so... today it was most thought about it today, though, yeah. Really. So, yeah.
Well, I like your voice already, as I'll tell you that much as for a start. You've got a grand old voice and a good accent on you there, so you never know.
Yeah, good stuff. That's
and
lovely.
You know, there's a Today FM school of radio that you can do. And
I
you
didn't
can,
know that.
Yeah, so you can do a school of radio. You can learn from, as they say, learn from those who do it best. So, we all teach at the school of radio, and you can. Or do that and then qualify at the other side of that. You never know what might happen, Brendan O'Regan.
Yeah, will you teach me so?
Well, if you want to be taught by me, fair play to you, but there's far better talented people in here than myself. But yeah, Brendan, fair play, that's cool. That's a good one to happen. As you said, at the age of 22, sure, the world is your oyster.
Yep, exactly.
Right, well, enjoy the construction for now, Brendan, and hopefully we'll chat again soon as a Today FM presenter. You never know.
Yeah, perfect.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Where are you?
I'm in Cairn, County Tipperary.
Cairn, County Tipperary. And what job do you reckon you'd be good at?
Movie reviewer. I just absolutely love movies. I would watch them, yeah.
And tell me this, would you be a print movie reviewer, or would you like to go on the telly, or would you go on the radio? What would you like to do?
Any way they'd have me.
Right.
I bore people to death talking about movies. I've been doing it since I was like 10, I'd say,
Have you ever thought about actually doing it then?
I thought about it and then I just chickened out every time.
But sure, every radio show in the country would love a good movie reviewer, you know?
Well, like... Jason, you're looking for someone. You have my number now.
I do have it there stored. Joanne Brackett's Movies. What's the best one you've seen, do you reckon, in the last little while? What one has stuck with you?
I recently went to see Twisters.
Good.
I didn't know what to make of it going in, and I really loved it. It really just, because I really loved the original one too.
Yeah.
I think it's a great cast in the original one, and this matched it for energy-wise, you know?
Tell you what, there's a movie review there, and I'd be going to see that if I saw that written down somewhere or heard you on the radio, Joanne. Fair play to you. All right, well, look, you never know. We might hear you as a movie reviewer soon. Fair play. See you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye, Joanne. Bye. So people are deluded, and that's what's great about this. It's a platform for the deluded people in the world who think they'd be great at things. Let's see how good or bad Emer is at art, because she has just drawn me.
It's actually half bad.
Wow.
Do you know what it looks like?
It's very small.
Do you know what that looks like? It looks like the face that was on the skirting board in Father Ted.
Yes, it really a looks crude like watercolor of Bishop Brennan is what it looks like. Except if Bishop Brennan was a jockey, because Emer has tried to draw a baseball cap, but for some reason it looks more like
it's
a jockey's helmet.
It's sticking out to the side. It's a side angle.
It's supposed to be side.
Never wear it to the side.
No, because you turn to the side. That's why one of your eyes is definitely smaller.
I think that's... your sense of perspective is unmatched, Emer.
You know, it's good.
You remember that Spanish woman who went into the church and painted the face of Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Or the Mr. Bean movie with Whistler's mother.
My daughter was so deathly afraid of what Mr. Bean drew on Whistler's mother that we couldn't watch that movie. She was so afraid of the drawing that he did at the
end.
It took her about 5 years to watch it. Seriously. She wants it fine now.
Yeah.
Anyway, the jokes from the kids this week were absolutely amazing.
David Connolly, Galway. Supermarkets have released a new burger for the All-Ireland final. There's cheese, ketchup, but no mayo. Galway for Sam.
Hi, my name is Seamus. What do you get if you walk under a cow? A pat in the head.
Hi Dave, it's Sadie and Led. I think my joke is very cheesy. What did the cheese say when it looked in the mirror? Hello me!
Hello, my name is Nisha, I'm 9 years old. This is my joke. Why didn't a man throw butter out the window?
I don't know.
See a butterfly.
My name is Ross. I'm from Limerick. This is my joke. What do clouds wear under their pants? Thunder pants.
Hi, Dave. I'm Roisin. I am 6. Who plays Teddy Swims music? An armband.
Hi, this is Fiona, age 7. I'm from Kilkenny. I have 2 jokes. What goes black and white, black and white, black and white, black and white, black and white? A nun rolling down a hill. What's black and white and goes ha ha ha? The nun that pushed her down.
Hello, my name is Danny. I'm 8 years old. And here's my joke. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the idiot's house. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken.
Hello, Dave. This is Kian in Dublin. Here's my joke. Why did the cows go to the cinema? To see the movie.
Hello, my name is Eva. I'm 8 years old. And where's my joke? Alba, knock, knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo-hoo. Stop crying, it's just a joke.
Hi, my name is Leigh, I'm from County Carlow. And what's a frog's favourite drink?
Hello.
Coca-Cola.
My name is Cooper and I'm 5 years old. I have a joke for you. Why did the old man fall in the well? Because he couldn't see that well. Yay! Bye!
Still laughing about Whistler's mother. Anyway, listen, there's loads of great things on telly, not just Mr. Bean movies. Decameron is a wine-soaked sex romp, and I highly recommend it. This wouldn't on paper be my thing. It's a period comedy drama. There's nothing about this that says, Dave, but trust me, if you like your Bridgertons and you like your period things, you'll love it. If you just like straight-up hilarious farce comedy, you'll love it. And if you like a bit of kind of twisty, turny relationship, backstabbing drama, you'll love it as well. Plus, it's all set in that wonderful 14th century plague in the background. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be great, but trust me, it is. The stars of Decameron, unbelievable. Zosha Mamet has been in loads of things like Girls, and she plays a character called Pampanea. And then the brilliant Saoirse Monica Jackson is her handmaiden, Misia. The cast is unbelievable. There's so many great performances in it, but I caught up with the two ladies.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you
What's
doing?
Crack?
Crack is mighty. I suppose, Saoirse, like, in fairness, in this interview, you've got one person who'll definitely be able to pronounce your name. And Zosha, I'm going to try my best with yours. Is that close?
You've done a great job. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
Pampanea and Misia may be actually a little bit easier than your real names.
Fair.
Listen, congratulations on Decameron. I absolutely loved this. Really brilliant.
Thank you.
And I especially loved your relationship in this. Seriously, your Pampanay is handmaiden. You would do anything for her. My favorite bits are actually, you know, the little songs you sing to her, to Pampanay. Did you get to improvise any of them, or were they all written?
I feel like I was finding it quite hard to retain the tone of them. So some of them were unintentionally improvised. It's funny, one of the later songs in the series that's like a more emotional sort of like pivotal moment for the two characters. I feel like the songs that Kathleen has written were actually quite beautiful and they're really, really apt for the show. Some of them are very funny, but I unintentionally made them all Irish folk songs. They all became Irish folk songs. I was like, I didn't know that this was in my vicinity or in my repertoire, that I can just turn anything into a folk song and do a lilt.
Well, that's kind of why I asked, because I did notice that. I kind of felt that in it. And of course, at one point you wish your legs were pillows, but we let the audience get to that point where that happens. And no spoilers in these interviews. I was saying to Kathleen, the show's creator, how much I loved everyone keeping their accents. Like, were you tempted at all to change yours? I'm glad you didn't, because the beautiful Ulster twang stands out there. But like, you know, it's so nice, isn't it, that everyone just had their own.
It always pierces through. Yeah, I was delighted to work on my own voice. It was a conversation I had with Lisa McGee after Derry Gears ended. I obviously do quite a bit of work in an English accent, and I've done American accents a few times as well, just because that's where more of the work is. I think now we're seeing more work coming from Ireland and more Irish writers, which obviously I am delighted to see. And Lisa had said to me after Derry Gears had ended, I really hope that you always once in a while return back to your own accent. So I was thrilled to do it. I did have reservations about being the only Irish person on the show and being a maid.
Yeah.
But I felt like it worked really well, and it works in the premise of the show. And yeah, I was delighted.
Yeah. But I mean, even Zosha, like your American accent coming through, Tony Hales, obviously, you know, then you have English accents, and you have, you know, there's lots going on. No one's trying to be, and you know, speaking with an Italian accent, which I thought was a really smart way of doing it, that would have probably jolted us out of it more so than people having their own accents, I thought.
I think it points, yeah, we sort of, it's a unique world that Kathleen's creating, that we do all have these different voices, and then all of our names are Italian names, yeah. And we pronounce the geographically all the places with the Italian pronunciation, which sort of adds like a fun element to it as well.
Yeah, it does. And Sasha, how was shooting in Italy? Was it mildly enjoyable to be in a beautiful country eating beautiful food while shooting an amazing show?
I think it's interesting. There's sort of often a misconception when you work in an incredible place that you're like getting to partake a lot in it. And it was amazing. You know, we shot on the Cinecittà lot, which has so much history, which was very cool to be surrounded by. But I mean, Serge can attest to this too. We worked pretty much the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, our hours were incredibly long. There was a cast of 10 of us. So a lot of these scenes with all of us in them took days and days to shoot. And the hair and makeup took a very long time. So, you know, we were normally on set from like sunrise to sundown. So it was a lot of work and very little play.
Like, that's absolutely fair enough. Well, you can see the result is definitely worth it. And did you have a terrible hairdressing accident, though, in Italy? Did I read that?
I did. I tried to have my Audrey Hepburn Roman Holiday moment, and it didn't quite turn out that way. Thankfully,
she ended up being a backup dancer for Bjork.
Exactly. I said I kind of looked like an off-brand like Backstreet Boy who maybe didn't make the cut.
Oh, right. The sixth Backstreet Boy.
The sixth and silent Backstreet Boy. Yes. Saoirse was there. She was front row center for that debacle. Yeah, it was pretty bad, but we did have one of the assistants of our hair department ended up giving me a pretty killer haircut that fixed it.
I wonder, Saoirse, is it true that you tried to be, you know, welcoming to everybody and say buongiorno, but said Buenos Aires to people? Is that true, or is that just something I read on the internet?
I know I was crying out for Argentina and thought I was just being polite. It took weeks as well. It was like two weeks in when Zasha had said to me, like, you're saying it wrong. Like, that's a place in Argentina. I was like, what? And nobody has told me until this point.
Just shows how polite everybody else is.
In your defense, though, I will say, like, we didn't speak Italian. Many of the Italian crew members didn't speak English. And, like, they do talk so fast.
Right.
They talk so fast. And so sometimes you'd be like, wait, how do you pronounce that? And they just say it at lightning speed. And you'd be like, can you do it one more time? And then they'd sort of get annoyed and walk away. And so, you know, we were trying to learn on our feet.
Well, you did a great job. Listen, I have to go pretty quickly, but I do a quick fire round with all of my guests. And I don't have time for all the questions I usually do in this. But let's just do one, right? And my question is, I know it's a strange one, but I ask everybody this, from Russell Crowe to Simon Cowell and everybody, right? I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you guys?
No, unless they're being shaved and it happens by proxy.
I only think I go to the lower real estate of my legs for a true wash when I've been like out riding horses.
Okay, yes.
And it's necessary.
Justified and necessary.
Or a shave.
Listen, congratulations to the two of you and to Cameron. As I said, I absolutely loved it. Can't wait for my audience to see it. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to me today. See you guys. Bye.
Right, there you go. To Cameron on Netflix. Now, I highly recommend it. And as you know, I'm never full of hyperbole and I never tell anybody yeah. that everything is amazing all the time. But trust me, you will enjoy To Cameron.
The good thing about your job is, like, I don't think you would watch any of these things only for you kind of have to because it's your job. And then you actually end up, you really do love them all.
No, I do. I actually,
your catalog is like wide open.
Yes,
it's been very narrow. Now it was always just like Gerard Butler and explosions. They were that was all I watched. Yeah. But now I'm watching all manner of things.
Do you like the Jason Bourne movies?
Oh, I love the Jason Bourne movies. Bourne Ultimatum, all them. Like, now I did watch them with my wife recently. I mean, I say recently, the last couple of years, and we still talk about it because. She can't understand Bosco. Like, so to try and understand, like, Jason Bourne twist turns, wait, who's he? Why does he not remember that? Why is that happening? Who's the spy? How did he know it's there? Like, it took us about, every movie was about 5 hours because of the pausing. So they're a challenge for a number of reasons.
Yeah. Claire's more so like, or I'm the same. I'll pretend I know what's happening. If I am lost, and then, you know, at the end
soak
of it all.
And read it afterwards, yeah.
And if I get asked the question, like, what was the story with your man that, did you not understand it? Yeah. And in pure guess that he was something to do with the other guy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, enjoy To Cameron. It is pure class. Right. More crack, like chatting the stars of To Cameron. You know where we are. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12, Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.